For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Today, the Hawks fire Landry Fields. And then, Mike, over the weekend, the Braves did something that we needed them to do, and that was win a series. So they sweep the Minnesota Twins. Verdugo shows his value. Four hits on Saturday. Austin Riley comes alive. I mean, Matt Olson, Drake Baldwin had a home run yesterday. But the conversation now and has been over the last, I don't know, 24 hours, Mike, has really been about how Brian Snicker said that he didn't see Jarrett Kelnick loafing on the base paths.
Now, I've defended Snicker all season, all last season. It's hard to defend when it sounds like a guy that's a straight shooter is kind of fibbing here.
Well, the thing about this is there's history. And if you missed what happened, right, just to set the scene here right. for
Gotta
you.
Gotta take it back a while.
All right. Before we get into letting you hear what Snit said, Kelnick basically, he thought the ball was a home run. And the ball hits the wall, and he's thrown out at second. All right, this happened in the sixth inning of a tied game.
Bum.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So you're not running out what you thought was a home run, which probably should have been a triple, but at least he, you know, he's lollygagging, and he gets thrown out at second. So that's the scuttlebutt. That's the discussion here. The problem is when Ronald Acuna did this, all right, in 2019, and Snicker said, quote, he didn't run – you've got to run. It's right. not going to be accepted here. And he pulled Acuna from the game. Everybody did this. But he didn't pull Jarrett Kelnick from the game. And then on top of that, when Snit was asked about it, he had the audacity to say he didn't see it. I respect Brian Snicker. He's a World Series manager, and I think he's done a hell of a job. This is crap, Snit. It's crap. Because somebody saw it. Walt Weiss, Tim Hyers, Rick Kranitz, Carlos Mendez, Tom Goodwin. Somebody on your staff saw it and said, Snit, he just loafed. You got to get his ass out of there. But you didn't. And then you had the audacity after the game to admit, oh, well, I really didn't see it. And then Mikey says, well, you know, every circumstance is different. When you pulled Acuna in 2019, you said we're trying to accomplish something here, and that's something special. And the personal things that have to be put on the back burner, you can't let your team down like that. Why have a double standard?
Right. It's cut and dry, guys, and it's a bad, bad look for the organization. It's a bad look for Snicker. And you're right. I mean, it's just when I heard that, I said he didn't see it. And look, he's protecting the player. Mark Bowman pointed that out from MLB.com. Basically, you know, sort of protecting his player. Was I supposed to take him out? Yeah. I mean, it's. I know it's now six seasons ago, but it was a young Ronald Acuna.
Here's he was
a
guy, rookie of the year.
Here's a guy in Kelnick, you know, who was a first overall pick who's basically gotten all these extra opportunities. And maybe there's a reason why he's on the Braves because he does stuff like this. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Kelnick. I don't think he's anything special. But it was just a boneheaded move. But, I mean, yes, there's always going to be. Now, you could argue on the flip side, just to play devil's advocate, if you're Ronald Acuna knowing this is going to spark a controversy. And by the way, if this is in New York or Philly or Boston, this is big. You know, we got a lot of things going on this week in Atlanta. We got the draft, we got the Hawks, but it's a big story in a lot of cities. They would pump a lot of air into the fire. But here's the thing with Acuña. You could simply wait till, you know, you have a chance to sit with Snicker one-on-one, and then if you don't get satisfaction in that conversation, then you go public if you want. But I wished he hadn't gone on social media. He felt that somebody told him, hey, you take that down, because he put something on social media and he dropped it.
He did.
But it's still bad. At the end of the day, Snicker, the inconsistency, the double standards are there for everyone to see.
And that's why it became a conversation, is because out of the blue, Ronald Acuña, who is rehabbing down in Florida, tweeted, they would have taken me out. And everybody was like, oh, snap. They would have. As a matter of fact, we saw that. You know what, though? Snit's not done that just with Ronald Acuña. He did it with Ender Inciarte in 2018. For those of you who don't remember, Ender didn't run, and it was a pop-up, pulled his ass out of the game. He did it with Marcell Ozuna in 2023 in a game against Arizona, where Ozuna watched the fly ball 415. It's not a home run. Pulled him. But you didn't pull Jarrett. That's an issue. And that's why people are talking about it, and I don't believe you. And I believe pretty much everything Snit has said up to this point. I want you to hear what he said when he was asked about Ronald Acuña's tweet. He said he's not on social media, and I don't believe – I mean, I do believe that. He's 69 years old. I don't think he's on social media every day. People tell him things, but here's what Snit said when he was asked about the Acuña tweet.
I didn't have any. I mean, I didn't even – I don't do social media, number one. And I heard about it as I was walking to the dugout. Heard something was up, and then I came in and they said it was down. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know.
Okay, so, and he did pull it down to Mike's point, saying somebody probably told him to take that down. Either way, why didn't Ronald wait, Mike? Because obviously he feels like I'm asking you. What's good for me is not good for anybody else?
Like it's his prerogative. Like I would be upset too. Now, again, some would say, wow, man, 6 years is a long time to hold a beef. But it's something that we've talked about. And this was going back to the days of the Freddie thing when we had accountability in that clubhouse. And I used to joke around, is there a disconnect between some of the players in that locker room, you know, and Freddie, and or the accountability aspect of it? So if Ronald was, and again, he was embarrassed by it. It was a teaching moment, for lack of a better word. But it's obviously... I know you and I always talk. I got elephant memory for people that screwed me over. And certainly Ron felt that this was obviously a tremendous inconsistency and a double standard. He wanted to talk about it. And look, it was an impulse. Somebody said, yeah, as you said, get that thing out of there. I wish I don't want to see a controversy. Things are bad enough right now for the Braves. We finally won a series. We don't need this soap opera.
Right. I'd love to be talking about the fact that we finally won a series. The fact that Verdugo, again, AA, doing something that nobody thought was going to pan out. That's really the story, but it became a story because your star, who else is an MVP on this team? I'll wait. Your star tweeted out, they would have taken me out. That's when it became a story. And Mike, the idea that Snit's answer was insufficient bothered a lot of people.
Right.
That's the problem.
Well, I mean,
here.
It sounded like a lawyer's dodge. You know what I mean? It just sounded like just an equivocation.
Was I supposed to take him out?
I didn't see it. Well, yeah. I mean, look, again. I don't know if Snit, you know, thinks back. Maybe if Snit, his presence of mind wasn't really even thinking back to, you know, the precedent that was set and how you handled Ronald Acuña back in 2019. Maybe, you know, he's just trying to win some baseball games and he didn't even think, you know, I can't speak for Snickers. Maybe he'll talk more about it today. But it's embarrassing. And it does create a situation where, well, why is Snit giving this guy a pass? Who doesn't deserve a pass? And one of the stars of this team, now granted he was younger at the time on his way to an MVP, but he did pull rank on him, as well he should. So it's a very big controversy in a big baseball city like New York, Chicago, Philly, Boston. You know, it's as far as the media that's going to be on site wants to push it with Snicker in subsequent interviews, I guess, right?
Yeah, I just think it feels like, and I'm not saying it is, Snicker's been around baseball all his life. He loved Henry Aaron. He's played with and managed some of the greatest players in the history of the game. But it feels like bias towards certain players. And that's another problem people have. And whether he realizes it or not, or he's not aware, I'm telling you, Snit, that's the issue.
Right. And it's always felt, I mean, look, we've talked about this was some of the thing. Now, again, guys, we're not in that clubhouse on a daily basis. We can ask Grant about it. I'm not sure where Grant falls on it. But there was a feeling there was a bit of a disconnect from some of the players, Albies and Ronald and maybe with Freddie. I don't know. But that was I did hear that at the time. But this is why, you know, in a clubhouse, you know, you look for leadership, you look for accountability. We don't really have accountability. The manager's giving a pass to a guy who did a boneheaded move when you're trying to win some games.
Kelnick, by the way, Mike, said no one said anything to him Saturday night. This happened Saturday, by the way. Right. We won that game 4-3.
He thought it was out. It wasn't.
Yes.
And he gets thrown out at second easily.
Yeah. And he says, nobody said anything to me Saturday. And Snit said, well, I went home, and then I came back, we watched it, and then I said something Sunday to him before the game, and we squared it away. Let me hear Brian Snicker on Kelnick and getting thrown out at second. Here's what Snit said.
It's just timing and all of everything. I think there's no blanket thing doing that. Quite honestly, I if you want to know the truth, I wasn't watching that play. I knew he got thrown out at second. I didn't see it till this morning, and then I talked to him about it. If you don't run, then it's a big time like that, yeah. But I quite honestly, I don't look for him to not do it because he plays with his hair on fire all the time, and he's laying out. And I didn't know it till I saw this morning. I went in, and I looked at it when I got here, and then I had a discussion with him, and we got it squared away.
See, even that sounds bias, because what you're saying is you don't expect that from Ronald Acuna in the field. Like, he doesn't play with his hair on fire. So you just wanted to make an example. I mean, like, that's the problem here. Mike, the standard is a standard. Kirby talks about this all the time, right? At Georgia. Standard's a standard. You do something, I do something, we're both going to be punished. I don't care what you are to the team. Mm-hmm. The standard's the standard. The standard for Brian Snicker was set when he became the manager that if you loaf, I'm pulling you. And then this happens, and it just is a bad look. So that's why we're talking about it. You may see it completely different, but I'm telling you, people were losing their minds over the weekend as to why Kelnick was not taken out of that game to set the example.
And we talked about, you know, at the time, you know, as a young player is making his way in the big leagues and learning about accountability. We talked, like, we had callers. Carl, I'm calling you a liar. Guys, well, I don't like Acuna's. What do you mean you don't like Acuna's what? Acuna's style?
Yeah.
Acuna's showmanship,
swag, his swag,
I mean, his jewelry. I mean, that's why there's those same fans going. I don't see anything wrong with Kelly. Well, then you got to look at yourself in the mirror, because you know you're part of the problem too. Because you know we're not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill or a federal case, but I am telling you, you don't think that resonates in that locker room with some of those players,
Latin players,
bingo, or as Bob Feller would say, Caribbean players, because it seems like you're treating those guys a little bit different. And this was what I thought at the time, fair by look at the time that here's the thing. When he did it to Acuna, we didn't complain. We thought,
you got to do it.
And it's a time-honored tradition. We've seen bigger. There's been stars that are in Cooperstown that had the same thing happen
Absolutely.
To them. But, you know, Kelnick, who's Kelnick? Kelnick, you're a journeyman. Kelnick, you're just a dude trying to keep, you know, you're a platoon player. You know, and the old joke was, I guess the only argument I could make for Snicker's side is, who am I supposed to put in? The other bums that I got right in the bench? You know, because we're a little thin right now in the outfield.
Go with 8 instead of 9.
Right.
Set the example. I don't believe, Snit, in my experience of covering baseball, Mike, all these other guys are watching. All of them.
Right.
And if Snit had his back turned or had run down into the clubhouse for some reason, I don't know. The camera's not on him the entire game. Maybe he was talking and having a conversation with Walt West. I don't know. But somebody else saw it, and they should have said, Snit, that was crap. You got to get him out of there. And the manager is going to listen to the guys that are around him, his hitting and his pitching coach and assistant hitting coach. That's what they're there for.
But you want consistency and accountability. Any team, any sport. It's pretty simple.
That's it.
Now, as I said, with the media and the stand. So here's the thing. I know right now there's Braves fans yelling at us, don't make this into a big thing. It's like, well.
Wait, you know who did? Ronald did.
Yes. Your best player. Now, he's got to be on the field. And eventually he will return. But the guy we're all counting on to turn things around. Go, hey, wait a minute here. And yes, I do wish in hindsight, but again, Ronald doesn't owe anybody favors. If he feels he's been screwed and he was embarrassed 6 years ago and it sticks with him, he's going to bring it up. But it was 6 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Seems like that's an eternity in baseball.
It does. But
the precedent is still the precedent.
Correct. But what if I told you in 2023, again, Marcelo Ozuna got pulled for the same thing?
Yep.
That ain't 6 years ago.
Right.
So that's the problem here. There have been numerous examples of Snit making a decision to say, that's not going to be tolerated. We're going to play a certain way. And if you're not going to play that way, you're not going to be here.
Right.
And I'm cool with that. I want that from my manager.
Right. And I love Snicker, and I've defended him, but you can't defend this, guys. There's no way you can't say that. Other than, I mean, a gee whiz, because some guys are like, stop yelling. It's like yelling at your grandfather. Well, the guy's, you know, the guy's been around the league long enough, and certainly here, there will be some fans that won't want to hear it, and they'll literally go, blah, 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 I'm not listening. But, I mean, you don't understand the dynamic in the clubhouse. And it can become toxic if people feel that there's a double standard.
All right. Plenty to get to. Follow Mike, by the way. Mike Bell, ATL. Don't send hate mail or...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hate tweets or anything nasty.